There we go. Thank you.
I guess mine is too.
Chair Imanson, members of the Board of Forestry and State Forester Doherty, good afternoon. For the record, I'm Coos County Commissioner John Sweet, Vice Chair of the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee. I'm filling in today for David Yamamoto, who's in Washington, D.C. I thank you for the opportunity to address you today about the Forest Management Plan update being proposed by Oregon Department of Forestry, as explained to the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee at our February 15 meeting. Let me start by complimenting ODF for some fresh new thinking, especially in regard to admitting to problems with the current FMP and calling out the necessity for restoration, balancing age classes via departure, and looking at a more regional approach to our forests. While we applaud these new approaches, as was discussed in our meeting, the devil is in the details. And at this point, we have no details or specificities to consider. Crest counties will be in a better position to evaluate the proposed FMP once ODF's strategies and metrics are developed. We agree that the structure-based management plan has not met expectations. We are pleased to see ODF's recognition of this problem and look forward to more detail. We believe a more quantitative approach would make the case much stronger. Revenues have been far below those that could have been produced under an alternative forest management approach. We are encouraged that ODF intends to consider a departure harvest schedule to rebalance age class distributions. As we have testified several times to the Board of Forestry, departure is an effective tool for maintaining the ability to successfully manage state forest trust lands. Once more, detailed development of strategies and metrics will determine our ability to support this important issue. We are also encouraged to find attention on restoring forests with long-standing problems, namely stands infected by Swiss needle cast and alder stands. While these problems were identified over 20 years ago, we are confident this new commitment will result in long-term financial viability for ODF and the trust counties. These forest restoration efforts must proceed, but this must be in addition to, not instead of, intensive management of healthy stands. Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee stands ready to provide expertise on this part of the plan, and we hope ODF will invite our participation. We are pleased to see a more regional approach when setting habitat objectives. In areas surrounded by federal lands, that could and should free up trust lands for more harvest, as federal lands are producing older habitat more effectively and at a greater scale than are the state forests. We have concerns, however, that in other areas, Oregon Department of Forestry might propose that trust lands be managed for older habitat types to make up for the lack of those types on neighboring lands. Regardless of what the ESA may or may not require from state land managers, the state forest trust lands must not be managed to make up for habitat deficits on neighboring lands. Revenue that is generated from harvest in the forest trust lands supports important services at the county level. Sheriff patrol, jail beds, criminal prosecution services, road maintenance, parks and recreation are some examples. Taxing districts that also share in harvest revenue include our schools, our libraries, our ports, and our fire districts. These are important services that help our communities' stability and sustainability. For Oregon's counties, especially the rural ones, our economies and our social fabric are linked to the vibrancy of our natural resource employment base. Jobs in the timber industry are some of our best jobs. They combine high wages with full benefits. It is important to the economic and social stability in our counties to protect these valuable jobs. You can see from the chart that jobs in forestry and logging, wood products manufacturing, and transportation pay close to the state average. To close, because of the current lack of specificity from Oregon Department of Forestry concerning the FMP update process, we are unable to either support or object to the current status. We do, however, find hopeful indications of possible areas of agreement. Should we be able to concur on an overall strategy with appropriate specificity and forecasts of harvest volume and revenue? This is essential and would allow trust counties and special districts to better forecast revenue and plan their futures. As your partners in this endeavor, the Forest Trust Land Counties look forward to the development of an FMP that achieves our common interest in this partnership. Before I close, I'd like to depart a bit from my written statement and talk about life in some of the rural counties. I'll use statistics specific to Coos County, but I don't think they're unlike that of other rural counties. In too large a part, too many of our citizens live in poverty and despair. Now, I'm not going to suggest that everyone lives in poverty, has bad health habits and bad outcomes, nor that those outcomes aren't also available to people that live in better environments, economic environments. But I'm going to run down a list here of some things. This is Coos County compared to the state average. Premature age-adjusted mortality. Coos County is 32% higher than the state. Diabetes prevalence, 44% higher than the state average. Food insecurity, 14% higher. Healthcare cost, 7% higher. Something they call disconnected youth, 40% higher. Median household income, 28% lower. Were it not for our forest products jobs, it'd be worse than that. Children eligible for free or reduced price lunch, 29% higher than the state average. Firearm fatalities, 75% higher. Adult smoking, 19% higher. Adult obesity, 19% higher than the state average. Teen births, 41% higher than the state average. Preventable hospital stays, 38%. High school graduation, 23% lower. Children in poverty, 53% higher. Children in single-parent households, 10% higher. Too many of our people continue to live in poverty and despair. I know we can't correct all of that through the forest industry sector, but every job in these counties is very, very precious. If I can go on, I can talk a little bit about our county forest. Coos County is blessed with its own county forest. We gave some of the lands that we took back for taxes to the state for management, 7,000 acres. We kept 15,000 acres for our own management. We manage those lands on a sustained yield basis. This year we will... We put all our proceeds into a forest fund, and we take it out of the forest fund on a rolling 5-year average, so we don't have money that's not sustainable when markets are good, and still have something left over when the markets aren't so good. This year we'll take out over $3 million out of that forest fund. Our property tax revenue is $5 million. I'd hate to think where our county would be without that. In addition to providing for a sustainable harvest, our lands are kept open to the public for hunting. We have a motorbike trail on our forest. In our forest, we have 20 going to 30 miles of mountain bike trails. They're open for mushroom hunting, hiking. We have a firing range on there, 100-yard modern fire range. Plan to expand it to 600 yards. We look after our environment. Our road department this year spent $700,000. That's a lot for a little county like ours. Replacing tide gates on the six tide gates on the Coos River. To a modern side opening gate that opens up miles of off channel habitat for young salmon and spawning habitat as well. We probably have projects going on in the county in conjunction with landowners, timber landowners, farmers, our watershed associations, and conservation organizations that probably have put about 1,000 acres now over the last 7 or 8 years into off channel habitat for young coho salmon, and certainly opened up miles and miles of spawning grounds. Back to the county, county Roads Department replaced a culvert on the West Fork of the Millicoma. I was up there this summer. They put a bridge in to enhance the ability for fish to move up there. I was up there this summer, and I'm like, why in the name of heaven are they doing that? No fish will ever get up there. Well, I was up there 2 weekends ago and looked down, and there were three steelhead spawning. There's an odd number. I don't know if someone is without a mate. But anyway, it's just rewarding to see all those things happen. And so I guess my point is we can, with proper management, we can have it all. We can have jobs. We can have timber production. We can have building materials for our homes. We can have recreation. And we can have good habitat. So I thank you for your attention and appreciate the opportunity to present today.
Thank you for coming today. We have one additional person who signed up to testify on this topic, Paul Erlebach.
Hello, I'm Paul Erlebach. I'm the school superintendent for the Neoconte School District. Our school district is in Tillamook County on the North Oregon coast. And I you all have a copy of my letter I'd like to read to you. So as the Neoconte School District Superintendent, I appreciate the time you serve on the board, and I value the opportunity to talk with you today. I understand the Oregon Board of Forestry's decisions have a direct impact on the level of education Neoconte School District can provide its students. I would like the board to have the same understanding. In my brief presentation, I would like to share with you the unique history and dependency on timber revenue my school district has with the Tillamook State Forest. Neoconte School District serves over 840 students from Bay City to Manzanita. The school district is recognized for its outstanding schools. U.S. News and World Report recognized Neoconte High School and Neoconte Middle Schools as two of the top 25 schools in Oregon. Portland Business Journal rated Neoconte School District as one of the top 30 school districts in Oregon. Last year, Neoconte High School had a 94% graduation rate. Currently, 100% of our freshmen are on track to graduate. The school district also has well-maintained facilities, engaging curriculums, high-quality professional development, and up-to-date technology. Neoconte School District is a fantastic school district that is greatly dependent on timber revenue. Like many school districts in Forest Trust counties, Neoconte School District is reliant upon monies derived from timber sales on Forest Trust lands. In fact, we are more dependent on timber revenue than the vast majority of 197 Oregon public school districts. Neoconte School District is one of four Oregon public school districts that does not receive state school support. So Neoconte School District receives its revenue from local funding, including property taxes and timber revenue. Approximately 25% of our district's funding is sourced from timber sales on the Tillamook State Forest. Neoconte School District, 125 staff strong, is proof that local school funding works. We are excellent stewards of timber revenue. The school district relies on timber funding to enhance educational opportunities for our students. While schools throughout the state are struggling with overcrowded classrooms and program cuts, our students enjoy manageable class sizes where they receive more personalized instruction. On the second, on the back page, we have been able to build a strong foundation in large part due to funding from timber source lands. Quite frankly, timber revenue enhances student performance and improves the social-emotional health of our students. Neoconee High School is proud of the large increase in students interested in the natural resource field. In the near future, a team from Neoconee High School will compete in the Oregon Envirothon competition to promote conservation education of our natural resources. These high school students recognize their education is influenced by the harvest of forest crops. They also prioritize the need for efficient environmental protections. Students understand a balanced approach to forest management is essential. However, each year with underutilized timberlands and an uncertainty about funding levels, it is difficult for Neoconee school administrators, school board, and budget committee to budget and plan long-term for our students. When there is a consistent and sustainable timber harvest, the school district can budget accordingly. However, the high fluctuation of timber harvest makes it very difficult for long-term planning, staff hiring, and developing and maintaining a sustained budget plan. Essentially, for Neoconee School District to provide a top-tier education, we rely on a stable source of timber revenue. For the school district, a management plan that focuses on optimal revenue production while also providing targeted and efficient environmental protections is critical. Under the current forest plan, in my opinion, the Oregon Department of Forestry is not maximizing timber harvest on trust lands, and that has been the case for more than 20 years or since I have been a school administrator. Every year, excessive volume is added to the growing standing inventory at the expense of counties, communities, special districts, and school districts that are reliant on an equitable harvest rate and corresponding timber sales to fund critical services. I can only imagine the type of pre-K-12 world-class education I could offer students if the Oregon Department of Forestry would reverse itself and increase timber harvest to optimal revenue production. Neoconee School District is not alone. Besides the 125 Neoconee School District employees and their families, entire communities throughout the state are in similar situation. We look to the board for action. I strongly encourage the Board of Forestry to take steps to ensure an equitable management plan that will meet the social financial needs of small Oregon communities while also employing effective and efficient environmental protections. In doing so, this board will help school districts like mine to continue to do its best for our students in the classroom while also ensuring that those students have beautiful, healthy forests in which to explore. Thank you for your time and consideration. Do you have any questions?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that my family's had a beach cabin on Northeast 2nd and Block from Neoconee since the 1950s. And congratulations on the success you're having with the school. But I also want to apologize. Some buddies and I think about 1966, we took a car over the weekend that was parked in the parking lot and left it in your hallway. So I've never apologized for that.
I'll let the principal know.